Christ came to impart peace to his people, September 10. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In the East, the customary greeting when visiting the house of a friend was peace be to this house, and in leaving it the same words were used. But Christ's farewell is of an altogether different character. Quoted, much is embodied in these words. They are of richest import, and will be re-echoed to earth's remotest bounds. Christ brought that peace with him to the world. He came to impart that peace, that all who will believe on him might have a peace that passeth understanding. He, the world's Redeemer, had carried that peace with him throughout his earthly life, and now he had come to the time when he must give his life so that the treasure of peace might ever abide in the heart by faith. He left that peace with his disciples, and he is implanting and maintaining it in the hearts of all who will welcome its presence. The time had come for Satan's last attempt to overcome Christ. But Christ declared, "He hath nothing in me, no sin that brings me in his power. He can find nothing in me that responds to his satanic suggestions." Why this severe conflict with the prince of the world when Jesus, through his childhood, youth, and manhood, had lived the law of God? By a word, Christ could have mastered the powers of Satan. But he came into the world that he might endure every test, every provocation, that it is possible for human beings to bear and yet not be provoked or impassioned, or retaliate in word, in spirit, or in action. For the honor and glory of God he was to offer himself a living, spotless sacrifice to the Father. The world's unfallen, the heavenly angels, and the fallen race were watching every movement made by the representative of the Father, and the representative of perfect humanity. And his character was without a flaw. The last assault would soon come. The great victory to be achieved was union with his chosen people so that, although Christ was to be removed from earth to heaven, his church might have communion with him. At times our trials do not come singly, followed by a period of peace and rest. Temptations come in as an overwhelming wave to destroy all before it. The afflictions do not create Christians, but simply develop in them the mind and will of Christ, the living principles of virtue and holiness.